Something very interesting about this chapter. There's no chapter like Psalm 37. There's no psalm anywhere like Psalm 37. You know why? Deep calleth the deep. Ready? Are you ready for this? Because it's Psalms 37. There's not another Psalm 37. Take it. Come on. Sit back and just ponder the depth. Amen. The first thing you need to understand about Psalms 37, it's a psalm of inheritance. The theme of this psalm is inheritance. Inheritance is mentioned 6 direct times, and another one is referred to the promised land. 7 direct references to inheritance. Say inheritance. There's no other chapter in the Bible anywhere that mentions inheritance this many times. The whole psalm is about inheritance. It's about how to appropriate inheritance. It's God's way of moving into inheritance. When you understand that part, you'll get a whole lot about it, because there's a way of man that achieves natural inheritance. There's a way of God that achieves spiritual inheritance. Amen? He spoke to me so clear when I was in there. He goes, I want you to minister Psalms 37 tonight. You're entering into the season of this now. And so we're right on track. So let's just look at these scriptures real quick. Look at verse 3. Amen. Psalms 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Thou will what? Dwell in the land. That's the off reference to inheritance. Dwell in the land. The land is your inheritance. Amen. Look at verse 9. It says, for evildoers will be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, what? They will what? Inherit the earth. That's number 2. Number 3, verse 11. And the meek will what? Inherit the earth. Isn't that good? Verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, for their what? Inheritance shall be forever. Verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall what? Inherit the earth. There is an inheritance that comes from above. Verse 29, the righteous will what? Inherit the land. Are y'all breathing? Come on. The righteous shall what? Inherit the land. And verse 34, that's number 6. Here's the 7th reference. Wait on the Lord. You can have the notes afterwards, by the way. Wait on the Lord. Keep his way. And thou shall, and he will what? Exalt thee to inherit the land. Now notice what he said, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Wait on the Lord. Do you know why the Lord makes you wait? Do you know why? Well, he's developing patience. Yes, he's definitely developing patience. There's no doubt about all that. But do you know why the real reason why he wants you to wait? To mature you? Yes, for sure. The real reason is to try you, to separate you from him so he can bring it to pass and not you. Because the longer you wait, the more capacity you have to come out and try to do it yourself. Amen? And when you come out to try to do it yourself, he has to bring that part out of you anyway so he can purge it. Amen? To get that out of the way, that's why he said, wait on the Lord, keep his way, and then he'll exalt you to inherit the land. 7 references of inheritance. Now, not only does he talk about inheritance, he gives you the pathway to inheritance in this psalm. Amen? And there's some very, very specific. I see some of you going to read the psalm right now. Now, listen, if you haven't read this psalm in the last 10 years, don't go read it right now. We'll get there. Amen? So, there's some very specific things in this psalm that very specific keys of God's ways that are going to cause you to shift. Amen. When it comes time for inheritance, God's going to make a way. It's not that you won't have battles, but God's going to make a way, and he's going to cause you to exalt the land. Listen, God can double you in a very quick time. He can double everything about you. He can triple everything about you in a very short time. He can do it. You can wait, and all of a sudden he shoves you in gear. He opens the door, and all of a sudden you're looking at double. Double. Everything is double. Everything is just open wide. Nothing happened, and then bam, there it goes. It opened wide up. Amen? That's inheritance. Say inheritance. So, let's look at what he has to say. Look at some of the keys that he has. Number first key to inheriting. Now, all of these keys are God's ways. Amen? We have to understand God has a way. He's going to give you a promise, but then he has a way he's going to bring you into that promise. And you have to understand his way about getting you to that promise. It's not about just getting there. It's his way. You got to get in harmony with his way. Amen? And when you get out of his ways, you're going to feel it very quickly. The longer you stay in harmony with God, the more goodness, mercy, blessings are going to flow in your life. Amen? Amen. All right, so Psalm 37, look at verse 1. Here's the big one. Ready for this? Fret not. Say, fret not. Fretting will get you in trouble, and it'll irritate everybody around you. It says, fret not. Say, fret not. Because of the evildoers, those who prosper in their ways. Fret not in life. Fretting comes from anxiety. Anxiety comes from fear. And too much of that. Now, every once in a while, you might get into it a little bit here and there, but you can't stay in it. You have to recognize if you're a professional fretter, if you have an issue with professional fretting, then you have anxiety, core anxiety. And core anxiety is core fear, and core fear can only be purged by the Lord. You're going to get in the presence of the Lord and have him purge core fear, because core fear is producing core anxiety, and core anxiety is producing fretting. Amen? You're always tossed about everything. You have to have an even calm about your life. Now, I'm preaching to myself here. I'm not just preaching to you. Amen? The way you do that, you can't do these things in your own strength. You get into his strength. God can put your old man down. And the Lord Jesus can cause you to live in peace and harmony once you start connecting with his way. His way is to fret not. Amen? If you're fretting, it's because you're in anxiety. You're going to get out of that realm, get out of the old man, get into the realm of peace. Get into the realm of rest. If you stay into a lifestyle of core fretting and you don't change it, it's going to cause all manner of dysfunction. That dysfunction will breed into your family. It'll breed into the workplace. It'll breed into the marketplace. It'll breed into ministry. All of that. You got to cut it off. Amen? Recognize it. If you're a person that has core anxiety, don't try to change that yourself. Move constantly in a state of surrender until the Lord has that thing put down. His first thing, he's going to put it down. His second thing, he's going to cut it off. Amen? Sometimes he puts it down, and then over time, he'll cut it off. Amen? But first thing to do is get it under. Amen? Don't let that thing run wild. Amen? Fretting's not good. See, it's not good. Look at verse 7. Fret not thyself. Because of him who prosper in his way. There's a lot of fretting that goes with the spirit of mammon. You get around the spirit of mammon, it'll produce certain anxieties. You got to watch the anxiety factor when you're around mammon. Amen? Now God, we've been getting into this very heavily, that in Genesis 22, you know, God is, by myself I have sworn that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I'll multiply thee, and thy seed will possess, say the possess, the gates of his enemies. Well, that was Christ, seed singular, but we're inheritor heirs of that. If you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed and what? Heirs, say heirs. We're heirs in this that we can dwell and possess gates. We can stand in gates. When the Lord leads you into a gate, he'll stand in there with you. Amen? But you have a responsibility to be in him in that gate. When God leads you into a gate in the world system especially, you have to stay with him if you're going to win those battles, because you're going to encounter warfare. Paul specifically said you would wrestle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You're wrestling against principalities and powers that are surrounding that gate. And if you're going to win that battle, you're going to have to dwell in the Lord. You're going to have to stay into him in a state of peace, harmony, and rest. If you don't get out, then fretting and anxiety will start wrapping around your life. Amen. That's why he said, fret not. That's a huge part of God's ways. You cannot dwell in gates in a state of anxiety. You have to dwell in peace. And to dwell in peace in the middle of warfare, you're going to have to be in the Lord. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. We have to stay in him. So if you're feeling that warfare too much, it's because you're getting outside. Listen, when the Lord will bring you in the gate, you can hide in him the whole time. You can hide up in the pavilion of his grace, even in the world. I can hide him in the right hand of God. I'm learning to hide in him here now. I can hide him in the midst of warfare. I can hide in the Lord. I can hide in his garden. I can hide with him and stay out. But if I get out there without him, I'm going to get exposed. I'm going to get vulnerable. And when without him, I am going to have a target. And the enemy will take advantage. If you're dwelling in high places and you come down from high places and God leads you into something. In the earth, and to possess a gate. Amen. There's all kind of gates. If he leads you to possess a gate, you're going to have to do that in the spirit. You're going to have to stay there in the spirit. You're going to have to, and it's possible to hide away. And even when the enemy is all around, you have this exceeding great precious shield around you. Amen. Because you're in. Amen. Because you're submitted and surrendered to the Lord. It's like a long time to learn that. A long time. Still learning. Still learning. Amen. Look at verse 8. Hear it again. Cease from your anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself. Fret not. Big part of God's ways. Got to watch the fretting. Everyone's going to fret it sometime or another. A little bit. But if it starts getting consistent, you're out of alignment. Understand the signs. Most of the time, God is not going to boom out of heaven to you and say, hey, you're out of alignment. He expects you to read the circumstances of your life. He expects you to read the reactions of your soul. It'll tell you. It's not a one-time deal, but if you're starting to move out of alignment, there'll be signs you're out of alignment. Fretting is a sure sign you're out of alignment. Anxiety is a sure sign you're out of alignment. You're not positioned properly. Amen? If you'll recognize your signs and catch it before more destruction comes, because if you stay in that condition and you keep trying to occupy that gate, you're going to make it very difficult for yourself and everybody around you. Amen? Because fretting, it doesn't stop there. It moves to anger. It moves to all manner of evil. And you got to stop the progression of these things. Amen? Don't fret. Thou shalt not fret. Psalm 37, look at verse 3. Here's another one. You hear this all the time, but if you understand it in the wisdom of God, it's a little different. It's not just verbiage. It says trust in the Lord. Say trust. And do good, and you will dwell in the land. Look at verse 5. Commit your way in the Lord. Trust also what? In him. That's huge. And he will bring it to pass. He, say he, not you. He, not thee. Say he, not thee. Yahweh, not your way. He will bring it to pass. There's going to be times we're going to want to put our trust in everything but him. There's going to be times we'll put our trust in ourselves, trust in things we have to constantly. This is the responsibility of life itself. It's really not an option. We got to continually refocus our trust upon him. Because the enemy, he's very skilled at offsetting your trust. He wants to move it to his system. He wants to, even his system is, the old man is his system. He wants to move it to the old man. He wants to move it upon everything. And you got to constantly be recalibrating your trust. Amen? But you're with him, next to him, you're going to trust in him. If you're not next to him, you're going to start trusting in other things. Amen? And that's going to cause him a delay in bringing it to pass. Ultimately, you want him to bring it to pass. Amen? Say, bring it to pass. We've got to trust. Fret not, trust. These are God's ways. constantly say, where's my trust, Lord? Where's my trust? You'll have one, I'll give you one sure sign you're right with God by the end of the service. One sign, if it's continuously on you, it's going to go well for you. Amen? I'll give you one thing, if it's continuous on you, it is the absolution of the key of the kingdom. Amen? So trust. Watch this. I love Psalm 36, 7. It says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men, what? Put their trust under the shadow of your wings. See the position? See, under the shadow. They're putting their trust under the shadow of the wings. You got to keep it there. Because you can get it there, and the enemy will get it misaligned. You get into a thing, he'll misalign that trust, and you got to put it back. Those are things you want to look for. Those are huge things. If you look for those kind of things, you're going to stay in a place of harmony with God. Amen? Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we'll remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen? Here's another big one. Easier said than done. Oh, way easier said than done. Psalm 37, 4. Sounds good. We do it all the time in service. We don't do it very much outside of service. Watch this one. This is a huge one. This was one of David's great, great, great keys of his life, especially even in times of trouble. It says, delight yourself in the Lord. Gotta find the delight of the Lord. You can get religiousized and lose the delight of the Lord. You have that. The delight of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, comes from being with Him. Being in Him. Being with Him where He is. Amen. You're not going to have a whole lot of delight if you're constantly trying to get Him to where you are. But if you learn to move into where He is and learn to do that every day, you'll have a genuine delight in your soul towards Him. You'll have a genuine delight towards life. He'll shift that. You won't walk around depressed, baptized in pickle juice, you know, that whole thing. You won't walk around. But if you lose that joy, delight factor and that sweet presence of the Lord, man, you'll walk around heavy. You'll have a heavy heart. You'll walk around miserable. Full gospel miserable. We're real good at it, though. We can come into church even when we're miserable and we can smile for 2 hours, you know, some of us. But the genuine delight comes from being with Him. You cannot delight if you don't dwell with Him where He's at. Amen. If you dwell with Him where He is, you'll have a genuine delight, a peace, a calm joy. Amen. Got it right now. It's warm. Jesus is so warm. He'll make your heart warm. He really will. He'll take hardness out very fast. It's very easy to get hard. It's easy to get hard out there. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of hard people out there. You cannot be in the presence of the Lord and be hard. He will soften you. If you're waiting on Him to soften you, you'll get hard waiting. You know what I'm talking about? Your heart will get hard waiting on Him to come and soften you. You got to get into where He's at. You get into the garden of rest, especially in the lily's grave, He will soften you up. He'll soften you up. He'll make you like it. That's what a lily is. There is no such thing as a hard lily. Lilies are soft. They're delicate. They're tender. That's what He'll make your heart just like Him. Amen? Soft, delicate, tender. He'll make it like that if you hang out with Him. Amen? He wants you to hang out with Him. That's kind of what He's saying. He goes, it's kind of easy to do it my way if you dwell with me. It's not going to be very easy to do it my way if you don't dwell with me. You can't just say, I'm going to trust in you today. Trust is a byproduct of being with Him. Delight's a byproduct of being with Him. The absence of fretting is a byproduct of being with Him. Amen? It's just a lot easier when you're just with Him. All these things kind of come out naturally. Amen? And when you're not, all that other stuff comes out naturally too. I'm talking to somebody in here. The Bible says the joy of the Lord, what, is your strength. I love this one, Isaiah 58. Listen to this. I'm trying to close, but I'm really in a sweet place right now. My heart's in a really good place right now. I don't want to leave it. It's just He's sitting on me with His delight. It feels really good. He's resting on me because I was resting in Him. Now He's resting on me. But man, you ever had the Lord just sit down into your heart? Whew. He says, thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, Isaiah 58. And then I'll cause you, watch this, then I'll cause you to ride up on the high places of the earth. Whew, I like that one. And I'll feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father. See, God will feed it to you, and God will cause you to ride on the high places. Amen? Delight yourself in the Lord. That's not just stirring delight in your soul. Do not misrepresent that scripture. Some of you are trying to stir up delight in their soul. No, you've got to stir your joy up. No. You delight yourself in Him. That's a place in Him where delight will flow. And when delight's flowing, He'll cause you to ride in the high places. Amen? Oh, I like that. Ride on the high places. Father, let us ride. Lord, let us ride with You. What an invitation to come and ride with You in the high places. Feed us. You'll just feed us the inheritance. You'll feed it to us. We don't even have to feed ourselves when we're with You, Lord. You'll feed it to us. You open your mouth and God will feed you. Amen? Amen. Here's a big one right here. Psalm 37. I've been delighting too much now. I got to move on. Psalms 37, verse 5. As you tap into the Spirit, you get acclimated to the realm, it'll just come on you. Amen? I got to throw this out. Commit. Say commit. Commit your way unto the Lord. You have to take what God's given to you and put it back in His hands. See, because He gives it to you to be a steward of it, knowing that you can mess it up. He has to give it to you in order for it to legitimately have authority in the earth. He'll give you the gate. He'll open the door for you, but then you got to get it back to Him. If you don't give it back to Him, it's your way, not His way. You got to commit it back. Roll it upon Him. Roll it. Say, roll it. You have to roll it upon Him. As you roll it upon Him, you're carrying it. He's carrying it, not you. Kind of interesting. He'll give it to you in the Spirit. That's like Paul said, you've begun in the Spirit, now you're going to perfect this thing in the flesh. You see, if you don't keep it in His hands, your flesh will start trying to perfect what He gave you. And then you'll start thinking, did You give me this or did I do this? And you'll get double-minded about it. He gave it to you, but you got to give it back to Him. Amen? Because when He gives it to you, He doesn't give it to you in the flesh. He'll give it to you in the Spirit. It'll come in the Spirit. It'll come with the Spirit. It'll come with that. But if you don't keep it in His hands, the flesh will come in the equation. And a God-given opportunity can get sidetracked, diverted, frustrated, because the flesh took it over. Amen? That's what happened to the Galatian church. They began in the Spirit, but they started perfecting in the flesh. And Paul had to come and straighten them out. You got to stay with it. Stay with it. Commit it. Say, commit it. Commit it. Verse 5. Commit, roll, it means to roll. Commit means to roll, roll it, roll thy way, roll it back to God. Roll it back, say roll it back. Roll it back, and remember, you're not alone. Say, I'm not alone. Don't think you got to do it all. But if you take that control, I got to do this, then your flesh is going to get involved with that equation. Roll it back. Learn to roll. Look at your neighbor and say, learn to roll it. Roll it out of your heart, back onto Him. Don't get possessive with the things of God. Uzzah. Start thinking He can steady that ark better than God can. Amen? Got to just, that ain't mine. I roll it back. The key, you want to know a great, great secret? I got to close, I know. But she goes, you want a great, great secret? Roll. Roll it. Roll it out. You've got to unload your heart. You've got to roll these things back to God. If you roll it, you'll stay free. You can walk with the ark and stay free. Amen? And you won't have to get burned. Get your hands all over it, it's going to burn you. The deep things of God require less and less of your hands on it. Just your authorities on it, not your hands. You understand what I'm saying? Roll it. That's what it meant. Commit means to roll. Say roll. Roll it. Cast the burden. Cast the care. You got to get it out. You have to get that off of you onto Him. Amen? These are all the ways of God. Fret not, trust, delight, roll. Say roll. Roll. We'll practice. We'll all lay out here and just start rolling. Roll. Holy rollers. Come on. Roll. Roll. See, there's two or three ways you can interpret a scripture. You roll that heart out. Amen. Too many things we compact. Ooh, we get in trouble when we compact. How many of you are a compactor? I used to be a compactor. Introverted people will compact. Extroverted people will let everybody else have it. Amen? Neither one of them are good. Give it to the Lord. Introverted people just keep compacting, compacting, compacting until their compactor can't compact anymore, and then everybody else gets it. They get the blow up. Extroverted people will live a bit happier because they just keep it out all the time. Ruining everybody, but, you know, they're okay. Amen. As long as they're okay, you know, you just shot, you Uzi'd, you know, 10 people today. You just blew them all up and they're all dead, you know, but you're fine. You get it? But roll it on the Lord. Say, roll it. This is the huge one. This is the big one right here. This is where we major on this. Not we, Holy Ghost. Majors because of our calling and what we're called to do here. There's a major, major, major emphasis on this right here. Psalm 37 and 7. What? Rest in the Lord. Rest in His garden. If you want the epitome of that rest, rest in the lily's grace, however you want to do that. Rest and then wait patiently. Rest in Him. Fret not thyself because of him prosper in his way. Say, rest in the Lord. Rest, rest, rest. It's huge. Amen? I told you I'd give you one scripture. Here's your sign right here. If you want a sign that you're in the right place with God, there is one sign in this scripture right here. There's one sign in this chapter. If you'll watch for this sign in your life, it'll tell you on a daily basis where you are. Amen? God has given us a little sign. You ready? 37:37. Mark the mature man. Behold the upright. For the end of this man is what? Peace. Say peace. Your peace. If it's costing your peace, it's too expensive. If it costs you peace, it's way, because peace is the underlying foundation of the entire kingdom of God. Peace, love, rest. Your peace, if it's getting disrupted, recognize something's gone wrong. You're going to have to fix it, because if you keep going with disrupted peace in your life, there are going to be problems. You are headed for problems. Amen? You're headed for trouble. Peace will let you know. If you get in touch with peace, peace, and stay in peace, it's going to go well for you. If you get out of peace, there is no way it's going to go well for your life. Amen? Monitor your peace daily. We all have to do that. I don't care how high you get in the Lord, monitor the peace. Amen? Watch it. Watch it. Watch if you're getting over frustrated or moving in anxiety. Watch, because those things will breed other things. Amen? This is part of God's way. Staying in His atmosphere is huge in moving into the land of inheritance. When we put all this together, we move into inheritance. Amen? This is how we inherit. This is how we inherit. Amen? This is how. Fret not. Amen? Fret not. Delight yourself in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Commit and roll it out. Amen? If you'll do this and stay in there, then He'll come in and start making it happen for you. Amen? And when He does it, woo! Delight. Roll it out. Amen? You do these things, God will begin to do this. He's going to begin opening the doors for us. Amen? He's going to start rolling out the kingdom of God. He's going to keep rolling it out. Amen? As He rolls it out, we'll walk with Him. That's why He has to train you to walk like this, so when you get out onto the battlefield, you'll stay in that arena with Him. Do it His way. Amen? I say, keep His way. Well, I want to keep His way. Lord, we want to keep your way. It's our heart to keep your way. We want to see the fullness of inheritance. Father, let the blessing of the Lord be upon us tonight, all this weekend long. Keep your presence upon us. Keep us. Keep us, Lord. Keep us. Keep us in your rest. Keep us in your strength. Keep us in your grace. In your glorious name, Lord. In your glorious name. Amen.